Yes, it is The Critic, and joining us in the studio right now, it is Brent Cobb. Brent, thank you very much for stopping by the 105.5 The Bridge Studios. How are you?
Man, I'm hanging in there. Thank you all very much for caring enough to have me.
No, I've been playing you on The Critic's Choice every Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon. Let me get my shameless plug in there. Since the first record, you have three records, correct?
I do, yes. Thank you, man. Thanks for even playing it.
And I got to ask this, and forgive me if you've been asked this a million times. I know you've worked with the Uber producer, Dave Cobb, who I mentioned to Brandi Carlile last year, I think produced every record of 2018. He is everywhere and does a great job. Are you a distant relative of Dave or no relation at all?
Never met the guy. No, I'm going to forget. No, Dave is, we are third cousins removed.
I thought so.
Dave and I met when I was 17, so about 13 years ago.
Oh, no way.
And we didn't grow up together. He grew up in Savannah.
Okay.
And I grew up on the other side of Georgia.
And I wanted to bring that up. America's Georgia, which I believe is the home of the great Dan Reeves.
That is correct. Yeah. Well, I was just at Carter's Fried Chicken in America's a few years ago.
Love Dan. When I was working in Atlanta, he was the coach of the Atlanta Falcons. The year they went to the Super Bowl was 98-99. I actually got to go to the Super Bowl in 99.
And Dirty Bird. Yeah.
The Dirty Birds, Jamal Anderson. Yeah, Chris Chandler. Unfortunately, they got crushed in the Super Bowl. It was John Elway's last game.
We don't have to talk
game.
About all that. Yeah,
yeah, I know. And we won't even bring up the one a few years ago. Yeah, let's forget about the Falcons. Let's talk more about Brent Cobb. Now living in Nashville?
I was there for 10 years, and my wife and I and our daughter just relocated back to South Georgia. We actually live in Cobb, Georgia.
Okay.
No relation.
A lot of Cobbs in Georgia.
A lot of Cobb going on.
Yeah. Well, the recent album is Providence Canyon, almost a year old, came out in May, and that has done quite well for you.
I am proud of it. I still feel like people have yet to hear it.
Okay.
For the most part, it's growing.
Yep.
It's, you know, we've had our shows this year. We're only in our third week of 2019 touring, and man, people are showing up. You know, it's because of folks like y'all. But I would like to get Providence Canyon heard more.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. You're doing what you love, spreading the music around and getting your product out there. So it's a good living.
There you go.
Also, we have a recording of Brent doing King of Alabama. You did an excellent job. We'll post that on the website. Tell us about that song, but interesting story.
Here is the long story. There was a guy named Wayne Mills,
yeah,
who he played for Alabama football.
Wow.
He's a honky-tonk hero of sorts. People like Jamie Johnson used,
yeah,
to open shows for Wayne. People like even Blake Shelton used to open,
wow,
shows for Wayne. And when I first moved to Nashville, Wayne was this dude that he just kind of took a ton of people under Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Always wanted everybody to hang out and get along and play music. And introduced me to a lot of folks. I wouldn't probably know a quarter of the people I know now had it not been for this guy. Well, a few years ago, night of the George Jones tribute show in Nashville, Tennessee, Wayne got shot and killed at this honky-tonk right there on Broadway, right in town. And he left behind a 7-year-old son and a wife. And a couple days after this all happened, I got to thinking about his son growing up without his father.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, my wife was pregnant with our daughter, and it just crushed me. And I started writing this song then, and I couldn't finish it. I wanted to finish it with a buddy of mine, Rowdy Jason Cope of the Steelwoods,
mm-hmm,
who introduced me to Wayne so many years ago. And he was a little too close to the situation. He couldn't get through it. I took it into another friend of mine that I had met through Wayne, Drake White, who's also an artist. We kind of weren't going in. I had a specific direction that I wanted it to be written in. We kind of weren't getting down that road, so I wound up taking it to another friend of mine, a great artist, Adam Hood.
If
you've never heard of him.
Adam has a new record out.
Been
stuff from that.
It's fantastic. And Adam and I wound up finishing it, King of Alabama. When we got done, I was thinking about this song would have never been written had it not been for thinking of Wayne's son. And I asked Adam what he would think about maybe trying to add Wayne's son, Jack Mills, as a co-writer to the song, and Adam thought it was a cool idea. I just feel like this dude is going to have a lot to say.
So, mm-hmm,
I got a hold of his mother, Wayne's widow, and asked her permission and sent her the song, and she approved. And we were able to add Wayne's son as a co-writer. So any little bit that the King of Alabama makes, a third of it, will go straight into Wayne's old publishing company, straight to their family. That is the story of King of Alabama.
That is a great story and a nice thing you were doing.
Well, yes, sir. We wouldn't be doing it. You know, none of us would be.
Well, Brent Cobb, get that new record, Providence Canyon. Are you going to just tour for that for the rest of this year, or a new record in 2019, or maybe not till 2020?
I plan to find time to get in the studio this year. I don't know that it'll be released.
Right.
I think I got about 3 albums worth of songs.
It's good to have that stuff in the back pocket, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
And I'm sure you're still writing on the road all the time, too.
The only thing I'm good at. Half good at.
It's kind of like me with radio, and some people would debate that, too. So.
Yeah.
Well, Brent, a pleasure to meet you. We thank you very much for coming by. We'll get King of Alabama at 1055thebridge.com. Continued success. We'll keep playing you here on the bridge.
Thank you, sir.
It is Brent Cobb on the Sound of Charleston, 1055 The Bridge.